Hi, Matty. Well, on the background, you hear the sounds of the musicians, which I'm just passing in the city of Freiburg. I was just looking at the way freedom of choice is extended by the process of cell divisions. Freedom of choice, which is identical to the black hole of Nassim Schwarzschild's objects. It is the vortex in its disappearance mode, which of course has its counterpart in the inverse vortex, which is a white source. So in the vortex point, there is an inversion of the system, in fact, an inversion of the universe as a whole, as is being described in the mathematics of Peter Rowlands, where the fermion can only be calculated by accounting for the universe in inverse. So in order to have the description of the way freedom of choice connects up, which is how the Schwarzschild objects are related to each other, you actually need to do that by a model like you created the flux funnel. So at the moment that you have these flux funnels, which is another way of describing the model of the vortex inside out, then you can see that the cells in their pattern of division create a decision tree, which is also a division tree, a fractal. But as we all see, at some point the fractal stops extending and expanding and instead starts to turn back on itself. This is basically the same as we see in the way the four elements of physics are aligned when you look at the phase vortex in four dimensions. At the moment that two of them line up, the alignment of two of these Gabor points is equivalent to energy. At the moment that you have three of those points aligned, that is phase aligned, then you have the basis of a circuit, which is also known as a time base. And at the moment that you have four of them in synchrony or coherent, in synergy, then that is called space. So at the moment that you have cell divisions, you need to actually have a series of three divisions connecting up to a fourth to be able to turn the universe inside out. But that also means that you need to have a model by which you can then see that the point connected by a line to another point connected up to a plane, or possibly a plane, when another point is added up, connecting up to a volume, or possibly a volume, when another point is connected up, it at the same time extends division, but also diversion. So multiplication and division is actually the same, but only if a logical balance is maintained. So in the body we see that first you have a cell, then you have a vector coming out of that, and out of that comes a fractal, which is the growth of the body, but after a while it turns out to a system which is closed on itself, which loops back on itself, which repeats itself. This is something similar to what Daniel Dubois described as hyperincursion. In fact, when you have a change of state in a system, you first have an excursion, then when it starts to loop back on itself, you have a recursion, then when it goes back to its origin, it goes to an incursion, and when it starts to loop back on its previous cycle, it's called a hyperincursion in the terminology of Daniel Dubois. But that's the principle which we then see for the next phase after the fractal in the body, which is something which possibly you have described. It is also what we see in trees, which at some point stop growing outward and start replicating themselves. So cell division becomes cell replication for the whole body. But that is a physical state which must be based on an information state. But this form of the system is based on the relationships within the system, which means that the system itself, in the metaphor of the circuit board which I have described earlier, it will have to be a system which then starts to recompute itself in its balance with its context. But that is where we need to have an understanding that the circuits are no longer planar circular. They must be somehow volumetric. So it's not just an oscillation along two axes, but it must be an oscillation of three axes, because that's the only place where you can have left and right, front and back, up and down being in balance. And as those three axes are equally in balance, then inside balances with outside. And that actually is the formal description of the relationship between symmetry and symmetry break, which is another way of saying that you have a vortex which is able to go through the zero point, which is symmetry, or a vortex which is unable to go through the symmetry break, which is unable to go through the through the zero point. But that means that the whole of system must be formulated in the sense of a system of vibrations which connect up with each other. So we cannot do that in simple frequencies, which basically have no orientation. But for this we need a model of symmetry, which actually has a dimensionality and also a volumetric characteristic. But that's precisely what I decided to describe in the section in scienceoflife.nl, which is called Mathemusics. And with the music still in the background, you can see that our whole body responds to the kind of frequency patterns that are thereby created. And in music, we have a model of a three-dimensional wave, which is stabilized on itself or not. It's patterns in time, which align with themselves or not. But that, too, is where we then have a relationship between a fractal of the timeline of the music, but also a volumetric wave shape which is formed, which is that called the composition. This is also the relationship between the meridians and homeopathy, because the meridians are related to the circles, the cycles of the electrical circuits in the body, and the homeopathic signatures correspond to the radio waves which relate to that. So the meridians in that sense are a circle, thus in two dimensions, while the homeopathy operates in three-dimensional, which is the volume. The whole body is in that sense the relationship between circles and spheres, or meridians and homeopathic signatures, and they can only be in balance when the vortex does that same kind of computation. And actually health is based on the integrity of the phase cycles in the body, which are represented by the meridian system. But the body as a whole is a CP2 sphere. It is a volume. But the volume is always turning inside out on itself. So in that sense, the one CP2 sphere is the body. The counter CP2 sphere is that same sphere inside out, and the flux funnel between them is the surface of the sphere. So when you identify the CP2 spheres with different cells, or you correlate the CP2 spheres to a cell and the organ which it forms part of, or you correlate the CP2 sphere with the cell, thus the organ, and thus the body, and thus humanity in inverse, then evidently you already have two different descriptions that you need. One in which the flux funnel is linear, another one when the two CP2 spheres are coincident upon each other, where the flux funnel is a plane, and another one when the two flux when the flux funnel turns inside out at the moment that the CP2 spheres are interchanged with each other, then the flux funnel itself becomes a volume. So there needs to be a description for a frequency pattern in four dimensions. Maybe you might have some ideas for that.